Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I failed to mention all day today, I feel like, that you can get previous shows, previous genius forays into the entertainment world, or today's show, or even just stream us live, all in the same place.
The Odyssey app.
That was way too many, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't remember how many tones we had. Bung, 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 bung.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. AUDACY. Download it wherever you get your apps. We want to hear what's been stuck in you. Nope. Do not. Nope. Nope. We want to hear things like a Lego.
A Lego?
This guy, is it a guy?
Yeah.
Darren McConaughey, I guess, of Glasgow, Scotland.
Yeah.
Mm. A Scottish. He thought he was going deaf.
Okay.
So he goes to the doctor complaining of ear pain. They give him antibiotics. Then one day he's like, there's just pressure. So he feels something dislodging and a pink Lego covered in earwax pops out of his ear. That had been put in there 20 years earlier.
What? I did not see that part.
20 years, he walked around.
What?
I don't know if the Lego was pink before. I don't think there were pink Legos 20 years
were.
Ago.
Yeah.
I don't think there were. Lego friends and crap. No, no, no.
Yeah.
20 years ago, Legos were red, yellow.
No, that was like the 80s.
Is that not 20 years ago?
Nope.
How many years ago was that? Yeah.
It feels like yesterday.
What other colors were they? They were red and yellow and what?
Brown.
Green. There was green for sure.
Yeah.
When they first came out.
Not a lot of green though, right?
I thought there were because you could make the ground out of when they came out.
You don't need ground. The ground is the ground. You just set your Legos
on that green square.
Anyway, pressure immediately subsided. He was not going deaf. He had a Lego stuck in him.
So it went into his ear when he was 20 years younger. Wouldn't he have been much smaller? Like, wouldn't it have been of concern at the time? That's what blows my mind. Like,
no, because Lego, this is different, but Lego has thought that out because they're like, these pieces are really small. Kids will swallow them. So each piece has like holes in it.
So they can't.
Yeah. So they won't suffocate.
Mm.
But here's an ear is different.
I'll say this, like, and your kids are probably too smart for this to be swallowing. But if your kid... We've done this on the show for so long. Like, they're like, oh, I remember being like 7 and I was playing with a dime and I shoved it in my nose and then I realized I couldn't get it out. And you're like, well, I'm for sure not going to tell my parents. Because they're going to be mad.
Oh.
My parents will be so mad if I have a dime in my nose.
Yeah.
And then after dinner, your nose is hurting a little bit and your parents go, you want some ice cream? You're like, yeah. And then you like forget. And if it's far enough in and it just kind of like your mucous membranes grow around it, you're just dime nose now.
Oh.
And then it's like 47 years later, you have some like sneeze. And it's like, boom, ping, dong. And you're like, there's a dime.
Wow. We did have, my son had it was like a little eraser thing that he had put up in his nose.
And didn't want to tell you.
He came up running.
Oh.
He like freaked out. And we're like, oh my gosh. So we got it out. And then he had it again. And I saw him kind of slowly.
No.
And you're like,
going back. You're like,
no.
What did we just learn? Don't do that again.
Aaron, I have a huge favor to ask of you.
Uh-huh.
The second story on our things, I feel like T-Hack can't talk about it.
Mm-mm. No.
I'm 99% sure. Like, I can't even read the headline.
I'll try.
Because it's...
The headline, when I saw that, I think I went, oh God, why?
All right, go ahead.
A fingerling potato in a woman's uterus.
Mm.
I mean, can it be any other kind of potato? Can we just say it's a small potato?
Sure. Just a golden Yukon.
Yeah, just like any of that. Well, but that's a little bigger. I think they were just trying to say it's little. Just say little potato. Yeah.
We don't have to go Five Guys on this. We don't need to know all the details about the potatoes. Just.
That's, you're right. Today's potatoes from a woman.
Yeah, she said that she was complaining of pain in her uterus. She eventually admitted that a few months ago, her and her boyfriend wanted to have some relations, but they didn't have any contraceptives, so they improvised.
Hold on.
With a potato.
Explain to me what that means. So improvise, like, so he hollowed out a potato and made it the...
I have no idea. That is not a replacement, for the record. You were learning from the Slacker show that if you don't have any sort of protection, a potato does not help.
So did they just use the protection as a replacement for him? Or did they use the fingerling potato as a replacement for the contraception?
It sprouted a leaf.
How do you leave for a date with a potato anyway?
I'm going to read. I said I wouldn't do any of the story, but I have to read the last. It actually sprouted a leaf that could be seen at her cervix.
Okay.
So I think we've given you on the bookshelf of stories we need, mm-hmm. the bookends we're talking about.
Yeah.
Lego in the ear.
Mm-hmm.
Fingerling potato in the uterus.
Thank you. Do you have a story somewhere in between those two? Not even anatomically necessarily between. If you've got a story between the ear and the uterus, we want to hear what's been stuck in you. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number.
I've definitely swallowed some pennies, but I'm pretty sure they came out.
They just came out.
Yeah.
This is
they
more
weren't
like,
stuck.
Wow. You swallow pennies?
Not anymore.
She needs good. You needed to change.
Oh. That's how my hair turned this color.
Do you see what you did to the show? Do you see how much momentum we had a minute ago?
Do you see how happy I am?
Like, we were up here at Fingerling. And you brought us down to make change. Here's one. A dozen nuts and bolts in a man's bladder.
Mm, yeah, been there.
He rolled into the ER with pain above his pubic bone.
Okay.
And the surgeon, the x-ray showed something suspicious. The x-ray removed a dozen nuts and bolts.
Yeah. There's only one entrance
to the bladder.
Yeah, if
they were in his
bladder.
He didn't drink them, so no. They didn't go in that way.
No.
Right.
They can't.
There's,
came in.
Yeah. It's not one or two.
Through,
10,
yeah.
11, 12. Seems like a lot.
Baker's dozen.
Yeah.
We have a goldfish in it. Nope, can't do that story either. Okay. Well, if you've had something.
Why are people shoving stuff up there?
I don't. We've talked about bizarre ER before. There's ER nurses who've called and said all mm-hmm. sorts of batteries have been.
Which, yeah. Of all, just
I
feels...
mean, it's when it's a 9-volt. It's the square. That can't be good. All right. No. Okay. We're doing stuck in you, but it can be, you could be a nurse and say what you've seen stuck in other people. Cause, and if you are admitting something that's been stuck in you, we can turn on our VD for you.
Mm-hmm. Voice disguiser.
Stuck in ya, 303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So some dude had a Lego stuck in his ear for like 20 years.
Yeah, that's the guy we want to talk about.
I'm trying to avoid. Yeah. So then we found a story of somebody having not just a regular potato, but a
fingerling potato.
Thank you. I don't feel like I can say that. That kind of potato stuck in her hoo-ha. So we want to hear what was stuck in you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's start here with John. John?
Yay.
You've heard of the fingerling story? Is this a relative or something?
Yeah, I had a buddy who was a psychologist at the time. He was working in Dallas, and apparently some woman came in one night, you know, a little wacko, so they were going to send her up to the psych ward, and she was complaining of pain, and of course they did a physical exam, and lo and behold, there is a potato sprout in her bingo card.
Did you say in her bingo card? I've heard it called a lot of things, but never a bingo card.
That's the medical term.
Okay, so this
years ago.
Do we know why a potato? What is the point? Okay.
No, it was just a story of that. Yeah, she came in and same thing, complaining of pain. So I'm claiming it as a urban legend.
Yeah, no, if it's been around for 30 years, it's the golden retriever surprise party peanut butter.
Just finding just potatoes.
Everyone's laying there like, should I try it?
I'm driving in the car, and it fell over when you guys started talking about it. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, I know this story. All right, thank you, John.
Thanks, John.
Don't try it.
I will say this. I feel like most grocery stores in the market are selling out of fingerlings today.
That's the power of this show.
Jennifer.
Hi.
Yeah.
Stuck in you. What'd you have stuck in you?
So back a long time ago when I was a kid, which was, it feels like 20 years ago, but probably more like 40, the Honeycomb license plate. They used to have license plates in the Honeycomb cereal, and I tried to shove one in my mouth to see if it would fit, and then my jaw locked open, and I had to go get help to release the Honeycomb license plate from my mouth.
I want everyone to understand, it's not like a full-size,
it's like a bike
license plate, right? It's a little license.
No, remember the little ones that used to come in the box? That was a big...
But like cereal. Honeycomb cereal, do you know what Honeycomb cereal is? Yeah, so... I don't know how we've never talked about this, but like the cereal companies used to give you a prize, and then just one day they were just like, and like there was not protests, and there should have been.
I agree.
I would have one right now.
Yeah, sure. Like I want the prize, but I wouldn't stick it in my mouth sideways.
It doesn't fit well. So
okay. Well, we got the license plate out, but the bad news—you lapped your registration. I can't even get it up.
Yep, it would have been not funnier had you nailed it. Thank you, Jennifer. Larissa.
Yes.
Stuck in you. What'd you have stuck in you or someone you know?
Not in me, but my oldest daughter, when she was two, she stuck a goat head up her nose.
A what?
A goat head, like a sticker.
A goat head.
Like I've never heard of that. Are weeds.
Okay. like the weird little sticker, like those stickies, like the weed sticky thing that hurts. She put it in her nose.
Oh my God.
If that thing just barely touches your skin,
it burns,
embeds, and like, but she put it in her nose.
Yep. I have no idea how, but she came to me and was like trying to get it out. And
you just need a new daughter. You just gotta like, that's a do-over right there. You're not like if I have it in a pair of socks, I throw the socks like because you like when you go and walk sometimes you'll look down and there's like 40 of them on your sock. And you're like, just because then you try to pick it out. Now it's on you.
At least you didn't pull a Leo and try to shove it back in.
All right.
Facts. Straight up facts.
Larissa, easy.
Thank you, Larissa. Chris.
Yay.
Stuck in you. What'd you have stuck in you?
It wasn't me, it was my son.
He was
probably about 6 years old. We were sitting around the dinner table eating dinner, and his arm was resting on the chair, or the arm of the chair, had his fork, he sneezed. When he went back, the fork in the where the fork got stuck in the roof of his mouth.
Oh. He like stuck it all the way in.
Yeah.
And do like this is, sounds like a stupid question, but like if you get shot with an arrow, you're not supposed to pull it out.
Right.
Like you leave it, or if you do pull it out, you pull it through.
Yeah.
Not well, you cut the other end with all the other crap on it. You know,
oh.
Oh, right.
That's what I'm always doing wrong.
So did you take him to the hospital or did you just jerk that bad boy out?
No, I took him to the hospital.
Yeah.
He ended with a fork up having in his to mouth. Get like, he ended up having to get like six stitches.
In the roof of his mouth.
No.
Oh, poor guy.
Oh, that's horrifying. Thank you. Maddie.
Yai.
Stuck in ya.
I was having a good time with a friend, and we wanted to get freaky, and so he wanted to put the thick end of a wine bottle up my butt and drink it from there, and we did.
You got it out?
Oh, yeah.
No. Right. She's a tourist attraction in Durango.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.